following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome back to Radio Law Talk for the beginning, the start, the kickoff. Where is the starter's pistol? Pachow! That's not a sound.
In the armor's hand.
In the armor. Oh, ouch, ouch, ouch. Kicking off hour number two here on Radio Law Talk from our palatial studios here in a location that we shall not disclose, but it's very sunny outside. Very, very sunny outside and a very welcome change. Even a little cold, a little chilly today. Little nippy, just kind of cold here. I'm just little cold in the studio, but not cold enough that I can see my breath. I'm just not going to go there. Denise, how you doing after 1 hour?
After 1 hour, I'm doing really, really well.
Let me tell you my conundrum here when I'm doing the show with Denise. The conundrum that I have is I'll say something. And then I look and I see the raised eyebrow with the, wait, what? Look from Denise. And now I have to think, while I have to keep talking, what did I just say and how could that be? And it's usually about 2 or 3 seconds after I see the raised eyebrow that it's like,
oh yeah.
Let's just move on. And Cal's over there, you know, updating the resume. Well, when we get shut down here, I can apply there.
Calls are coming in.
The phone's been ringing off the hook, but sadly enough, we don't have any that could get put on the air. Why is that? Well, Todd.
It's their language, Todd. That's
oh, got it.
Like that, you know.
Yeah. This hour, We're gonna talk about the parenting YouTubers out of Utah that were recently sentenced or arrested last year and recently sentenced in their respective cases. Their sentences were identical. We'll talk about the facts of those. That's hard. That's hard for me, and I'll get into, you know, why it's just a difficult topic to talk about in general. And also, sort of what appears to be a head scratcher in terms of a decision from the Supreme Court on a case that seems to be in line with a previous case they decided, and why didn't they pick up this one, but then they didn't, and we'll get into that. And we'll have differences of opinions probably, but it's just a head-scratcher. Not the first time the Supreme Court has done something where people are going, oh, you know, given the Scooby-Doo, Raggy, what? Relma? And we'll get to a case or no case. In fact, Cal. Well, actually, let me give a disclaimer here.
Yeah. So,
for Radio Law Talk, do not take anything that we say as advice that should be relied upon by you in any legal case, any proceeding in front of any adjudicative body, or in any planning for legal proceedings. The advice and things you hear from us here in Radio Law Talk are for entertainment purposes. We fail often in entertaining people, but. You can use anything we say when you're having discussions with family, at the water cooler at work, if they still have water. We have a water cooler in our office. When you're talking with family and somebody brings up the, they say this, you can counter with, well, I heard on Radio Law Talk. That's fine. But don't be quoting us in court. In fact, the only advice that we give is if you have a legal issue, you should seek counsel and have a protected conversation, protected by the attorney-client privilege, with that attorney specific to the issues you are dealing with. And that is our disclaimer. Now, I think we need an alarm button for those that fell asleep.
Never got that done. Okay.
I hope nobody was listening.
Wake up!
Hope nobody was listening to that while driving.
Don't worry. No.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean while driving. Okay.
Yes. What was the remember WKRP?
Of course.
Okay,
yes.
And then Johnny Fever leaves, and then he comes back, and they give him like the 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. slot, and he's sitting there talking. Goes, welcome back to WKRP, where we're being listened to by well over 12 people at this hour in the morning. So, Cal,
yeah,
I think we got time for you to go ahead and give us the spiel, and we can start our pontificating on a case or no case.
I can. Do you know what a Little Nelly is and what it's been replaced by now in modern filmmaking?
In modern filmmaking. I thought you were talking about things my ex-wife used to call me.
Yeah, no. Okay, well,
I'm drawing a blank.
Let's set it up then. Here we go.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
His name was John Jordan, a cameraman, a stunt cameraman. Once during the filming of the James Bond film, You Only Live Twice, he was up and attached by a harness to a Little Nelly autogyro aircraft, since replaced by a drone, by the way, in the fifth film of the Bond series. While dangling from the gyrocopter, another helicopter, a Bell, came too close to Jordan, and the blade whacked off his leg.
Oh.
Surgeons were able to reattach it, but eventually he said, take it off and give me a wooden one, and they did. This made him unhappy, and after the dust settled, he went after the makers of the Little Nelly, the producers of the movie, everybody involved, to see if they should not compensate him for the loss of his limb and his career. He wanted to know if he had a case or no case. So, Todd, what do you think in the matter of John Jordan and Little Nelly?
Rumor has it that after the leg was removed, he was also upset at the new nickname he'd received on sets. Everybody called him Eileen.
Or I think it was Hoppy. But anyway.
Yeah. No, it was Stump Man.
Okay.
Stump Man.
Good one, you got it.
Yeah, he actually had to stop being a stuntman, so he picked up a new career. He worked at IHOP. And,
good one.
So, we're so reverent.
Yeah, aren't we kind to the poor guy? Yeah,
yeah, look. So, that's an interesting thing, because in the, you know, accidents like these happen on set. And that's why if you ever want to see something interesting, look at any interview done with Tom Cruise after some Mission Impossible movie where he's done some crazy stunt, cuz he does his own stunts. And he was telling this story to one interviewer where he said he went to a stunt guy, the stunt coordinator. He said, "Okay, here's what I want to do." And he lays the whole thing out about what he wants to do, and the guy says, I don't think that we can do that safely, meeting the stunt guidelines. And the guy says, "So what'd you do?" And Cruz says, "I got a new stunt guy." And then I went and I kept interviewing stunt guys till I got a guy who said, "Yeah, we can do that safely." And then we did it. You know, where he's like on the side of an airplane that's taken off, or at the top of a building, or he's
no, and you see beyond him, and it's like a straight fall down, right?
That's not CGI. In the last movie where he does the motorcycle, this has been all over YouTube, where he jumps the motorcycle off the side of the mountain, he's supposed to parachute onto a moving train. He was actually riding the motorcycle that went off the cliff as part of that stunt. It's just amazing. And I say all that to say, these stunts are carefully choreographed, and for the most part, they know what they're getting into when they do that. So the stunts, they would have known everything, and this is also should all be covered if there's an injury under workers' compensation. Happens on the set while you're employed. So it should all be covered under workers' compensation. So I'm going to say, they say it's a case that ends up being tossed because it's ultimately determined to be a workers' compensation case and not a lawsuit case. So it's handled in the work comp arena, not as part of a civil suit. It's work comp. That's going to be my answer.
What do you think, Denise? Or do you want to take the Todd Dodge this time and wait until after the break?
It feels like I've heard this story before.
It does sound familiar.
There's something close to this. So you know what? I have to like look into the banks of my memory.
Better take a canary.
Yes. I'm going to take a break.
By the way, after they called him Eileen, he changed his last name to Dover. Anyway, I'm sorry. Stay tuned as Radio Law Talk continues. We'll be back right after this. Hold on.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. That's 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family, take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. 800-283-6730. That's 800-283-6730.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. 800-481-5621. That's 800-481-5621. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness value.
And the prosecution has not presented one single piece of evidence against me.
Bailiff, I want you to switch the jury.
Yes, sir.
Your Honor, I object.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Bailiff, I would like you to switch the juries. What movie was that from?
I don't know.
I know what it was from. That would be Untouchables.
The Untouchables. Very good. That's right. Chicago corrupt judge who got called on it. Yeah, bye.
Yeah. That was the They had Capone dead to rights, and he's just kind of laughing like he doesn't think anything's going to happen. And they found out that he'd bought and paid for the jury. The jury was going to acquit him, and so before the trial gets started, they switched the juries.
Pretty good stuff.
Yeah.
By the way, not atypical for the time, apparently.
Now, I heard,
but not a true story.
Oh, true story.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a true story.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
True story.
Yeah, yeah.
And I heard later, I could be wrong, but look, this is so long, I'm not going to get sued for this one because this is a long time ago. But the informant that let the prosecution know that the jury had been paid for, Capone's lawyer.
That I did not know.
The honest guy.
Yeah, it was Capone's lawyer. He was like, yeah, I can't let this go.
How interesting.
Huh. They didn't find that out until much later. But
oh,
anyway.
Sure.
Hopefully,
after Capone was dead.
But he wrote a nice ballad while he was in Alcatraz. Did you know this? He wrote a song.
No.
His syphilis-addled brain. He wrote a piece of sheet music. It's out there somewhere. But yeah.
What was the name of the song?
I can't remember. That's what's sad. And they recently had a sale of his artifacts here in this Northern California area from his family. Had a gold watch and a couple little things like that. They just auctioned those off.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to watch that movie.
I left my syphilis in San Francisco.
Or it left me.
It left me.
Incapacitated. Anyway, go ahead. Yeah.
Have you ever done an Alcatraz tour? Have you ever toured Alcatraz?
Yes, one time, but it was a long time ago.
I went on an Alcatraz tour about 7 years ago. About this time, 7 years ago, I went on an Alcatraz tour, took the kids, and very fascinating. Yeah. The way they do the tour, you just have headphones, and so you walk around, you're listening to this thing that guides you along. There's no tour guide for you, but very interesting. But there's also another significant thing happened 7 years ago, I think 7 years ago today. What was that, Denise? 7 years ago today.
Oh.
You literally just told me this.
I just told you this. I don't even have to go back to my memory banks for this.
Yes, which
seven
was where,
years, literally 7 years ago today, the birth of Radio Law Talk happened.
Today.
7 years ago today.
Wow.
Yes.
That interesting.
That explains the radio stork outside the door when I got here.
Yeah. Well, and so Denise was talking about going to her memory banks because she was trying to come up with the answer to our case or no case.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So she went in, retrieved the anniversary date of the show.
Yeah.
But what about the answer? This stunt man,
John Jordan,
who had his leg severed by, was it a small Nelly?
No, he was on the Nelly.
He was on the Nelly.
A bell chopper fell too close and flew too closely and got
it. So he was on the Nelly. It was getting hot in here. Sorry. You don't know the Nelly? You don't know the Nelly? So, now I've got to have him bring up Nelly, the music. You don't know the artist Nelly?
Yeah, I do.
It's getting hot in here.
I don't know that song.
Whatever. All right, so...
I don't think I can play that cut. Anyway, go ahead. So.
What do you? Yeah, nobody wants to hear me sing it either.
I think that this was a scenario, but it was not actually a case because it wasn't the little Nelly's fault. You know, it was somebody else with a different aircraft, and it was during his job. And they took the studio took care of him and, you know, all that stuff. So he didn't ever have to sue.
Okay.
So
all right.
No case.
Okay.
That's very good. You both of you guys have analyzed this right down to the T, and I love it when that happens.
Because you're both wrong.
No, go on. Actually, you're both right. There was no case.
Okay.
Oh,
but
you said no case?
I said there would have been a work comp case.
But. Yep. Mr. Jordan did not let the accident set him back. However, while filming Catch 22 over the Gulf of Mexico, he was also in a Nelly, and another plane flew too closely to him, and he fell 2,000 feet to his death.
Oh.
So he continued his work with one leg, didn't let it bug him, just kept doing what he did, but kept being involved in dangerous situations, and it cost him his life. So his family did collect life insurance, and that's... And it was pretty good. You know, they got paid fairly well. But it's a sad but true story. Risky business, you know, not the movie.
Not the movie.
The business is actually risky.
Yes.
Another Tom Cruise film. But,
yes, exactly.
Okay, well, so I'm 0 for 2. Denise, you're
next hour.
I'm tied with Fred now.
Oh, boy.
What are the points, by the way?
Yeah.
I'm at 25. Fred is at 25. You're at 30.
Okay.
Next hour, the story of Eugene and Kathy. Eugene and Kathy.
Eugene and Kathy.
Yeah, case and no case. Yeah. So that's it for now. That's going to do that portion of the big broadcast. Now back to the regular contents with Todd and Denise.
All right. So let's go ahead and get this set up, and then we'll talk about it after the break because we've got a little while ago in Utah. Well, there was a mommy, two bloggers. What are their names? Ruby Frank and Jody Hildebrand, and Frank was a well-known YouTuber. She hooked up with Hildebrand, who had a degree in family counseling. They started this service that you could get memberships to called Connections to help families get better, and they were given all this advice. And well, the wheels came off when down in southern Utah, one of the kids went to the neighbor in pretty emaciated condition. Neighbor called the police. Police got investigated. Frank and Hildebrand got arrested. And when we come back, we'll talk about what they were charged with, what they pled to, and the outcome of all of that. Because the downfall was pretty quick and kind of upsetting. So we'll cover that when we come back. Don't go away. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
Be careful when you give parenting advice, I guess, is the motto here online. So that's coming up next on Radio Law Talk with Todd Kunin and Denise Dirks. We'll be right back.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease. These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
Man, I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash.
Do you want to know the secret to putting extra money back in your pocket? Then switch your car insurance. And now you can make one phone call and shop dozens of insurance companies. Just like buying airline tickets, where it's easy to make one call that has all the best deals. We have great deals with most of the major top-rated insurance companies. We are your superstore for car insurance. We've switched people from their expensive car insurance plans and saved them hundreds of dollars a year. If you think you're paying too much for your car insurance, call now. It's easy to switch, and in 5 minutes, yes, just 5 minutes, you'll learn how much money you can save on your car insurance. Save yourself some money this year. Call now for your car insurance. Call E-Insurance now for your free car insurance quote. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. 800-251-0427. That's 800-251-0427.
Keep listening for an exciting offer from US Med. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain and inconvenience of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology.
800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. We'll tell you all you need to know about CGMs. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And with insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now to learn more. 800-251-7560. 800-251-7560. Plus, get free shipping and we'll bill your insurance company for you. CGMs are the newest in diabetic technology. They can help you stay in range and manage your diabetes better. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost. And delivery is free. Remember, if you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call today and learn about the latest CGM technology. Call 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560, 800-251-7560. Copays and deductibles may apply. 800-251-7560, that's 800-251-7560. Sponsored by U.S. Medical Supply.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. 800-352-3308. That's 800-352-3308.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Round up the usual suspects.
They're all just making up stuff that he's saying, right?
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
All right, so we're back on the mommy blogger, the parental advice influencer, whatever but the number of people in the last 10 years that have achieved some sort of position of prominence and authority via social media, these influencers that, oh my gosh, you start to peel the onions like, and your qualifications are, really? And in this case here, you've got Ruby Frank is the mom. She's the one with the kids. And then Jody Hildebrand is the one that she was sort of in business with, right?
She's also her therapist.
And who was a therapist and in and around the Wasatch Front area of Utah, which is from Salt Lake City down to Provo, a little further south. And so the degree that Hildebrand had, that's the word I'm looking for, the license that she had to provide services, what kind of gave this air of authenticity to the business venture that they had. However, the test group apparently were Ruby Frank's kids. Those are the ones that they were really applying these therapy procedures and ideologies on, and it wasn't pretty, was it?
No, this is the type of case, in family law arena, one of the things that you do learn is that neglect is worse sometimes than physical abuse for a child. And the extent to which Ruby's children were neglected was great. And they also were abused. And it is just really horrific to hear the types of parenting strategies that these two women used on these children. First of all, Ruby, she actually was married to the children's father.
Yes.
And they started to have some marital troubles. And they went to Jody Hildebrand for marriage counseling. That's how she met her. And the therapist, Hildebrand, told her and her husband to separate to save their marriage and told the husband, do not have contact with the children or your wife. Just go right away, leave, no more contact for a while.
Now, really quickly. At the point, and you might not know the answer to this question because I'm curious. At the point that that advice is being given, had Frank, had the wife, and Hildebrand undertaken a business venture together at that point?
No.
Okay. All right.
Frank, Ruby Frank was, they call her a mom influencer.
Yes.
So she was an influencer at that time on social media. And then after the husband left and didn't have contact with his children, just think about that. Those children had nobody to turn to. And then Ruby moves in with Jody.
That's where it starts to...
Yes, and then they do this business together where it's part influencing and, like you said, part credible because of the licensing of Hildebrand.
Yeah.
And it was about how to be... how to parent your children in a style that was pretty strict, for lack of a better word. So they didn't say beat your kids or, you know, don't give them food or water. They didn't say things like that. But in behind with Ruby's children, that's what they were doing. And they were putting the kids outside without shoes in the heat of the summer and making them stay out there. The kids got blistered. They couldn't drink water. They weren't allowed. They'd get beat if they drank water. And if they ran away, they were shackled,
mm-hmm.
literally hands and feet shackled. And, I mean, the extent to the damage to these poor children, it's just horrific to think that a mom could allow that to happen and let alone do it to her children. It's just unthinkable.
Now, look, that's not to say, you know, that's not to say, just in my opinion, there aren't times when there need to be consequences to kids for their actions. You know, look, if everybody's going to the party, but the kid didn't do the chores they were assigned, it's okay to give kids chores. But staying outside in the heat, barefoot, to the point that you're blistering, look, you've got to use some common sense there. And again, let's say it's not a situation like that. It's just the kid didn't do the chores. He didn't take out the trash. He didn't do whatever. And you told them, if you don't do this, you don't get to go to the party with your friends. Like, I got no problem with a parent saying, look, I told you what the consequence is going to be, and I know that it sucks for you and your social life, but you don't get to go to the party.
Anything for a like, huh? Is that what this comes down to?
And so it's not to say that the parents can't have some sort of accountability that they impose on their kids and they can't give them tasks and things to do. But what was going on here was overboard. I mean, the chores were overboard and the punishments for not doing that were overboard. The kid that finally escaped, I'm using the air quotes here, and actually went down the street to the neighbors that got the cops called, was barefoot in tattered clothes, emaciated, malnourished, and this was all...
And had marks on his hands and feet from being bound.
And this was all part of some sort of punishment for whatever he had or hadn't done.
Yeah.
And look, we say this as allegations. A lot of this, what we're talking about, is coming from the multi-page, was a 10-page plea agreement that the defendant signed that outlined the conduct that she had engaged in. So she has admitted to this. And both of them ended up getting the same sentence. They pled to the same thing and got the same sentence. But conduct included trying to convince one of the kids that he was inherently evil and that everything they were doing was to try to strike the evil out of this kid.
Treating the wounds of the children with cayenne pepper and honey.
Wow. This sounds like the Daybell thing, only not quite as far. You're evil. You're inherently evil,
yes,
therefore.
It's very
right?
similar
Doesn't
to the Daybell.
Doesn't it sound
Daybell.
Like that? Yeah.
Now, these children did not lose
except
their lives.
Except for the fatalities, but right, you get the point.
Yes.
Now I'll tell you, I shouldn't laugh. But if my brother is listening right now at what you just said about the cayenne, treating wounds
with
cayenne pepper.
I know. You would be in big trouble.
I would be in huge trouble because I'll be the first to admit when I was a smart aleck 17-year-old, that kid always had chapped lips. He's about 10 years younger than me. So he's 7, 8 years old, always had chapped lips, at which point I said, well, you know, if you take some of this Tabasco sauce, that helps get rid of the chapped lips. But that's different. Man. I was just a jerk older brother. I wasn't the parent. The parents are the ones that the kid ought to be able to go to get away from the jerk older brother.
And you didn't offer it as a treatment, right, in all fairness?
We offered it as a privilege.
I'll admit I did hold myself out as some sort of an authority on the topic. You know, I used to have chapped lips like that. Let me tell you what I did to get rid of them.
Stopped him from licking his lips, I'll bet.
Yeah, well, there you go. But yeah.
And that tells all of our listeners that you don't hold Todd out as an authority.
Just do not. Do not. I mean, the long and short of it is Ruby Frank received 4 prison sentences of 1 to 15 years, which will run consecutively. She won't serve more than 30 years total, and the length of time will ultimately be determined by the Board of Pardons and Parole as to, that's how they do their sentencing, and they determine if the person has good conduct and when they're able to get out. She and her husband are now divorced, or in the process of, in her statement to the judge upon sentencing, she acknowledged that her marriage is over, that her husband was the love of her life, but that he's moving on with the kids.
Well, if she messes up in prison, will they make her stand outside in the yard in the cold or in the heat, I wonder? I'm just curious about this.
Yeah, you wonder if they're going
to... Probably she will not be... Well, let's put it this way. Nobody in prison likes any person that abuses children.
Good point.
So they will, both of these women got the same sentence. They'll each serve at least 30 years, and they will be probably very...
Going to be tough on them, let's put it that way. Yeah.
The irony here is the Eighth Amendment to the Constitution protects against cruel and unusual punishments. And I would be curious at any point in time if either Hildebrand or Frank try to argue that their sentence is cruel and unusual, which would be very ironic given the backdrop of the conduct
Wouldn't
that resulted
it,
in their incarceration to begin with.
I appeal my sentence. Why?
Oh, well, you know, they don't serve tapioca pudding in jail. That's cruel and unusual. More to get to after this break. Don't go away.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk with Todd Kuenen and Denise Dirks. And I'm sure Fred's listening somewhere, wherever he is. We'll be back with more Radio Law Talk after we break away. Stay tuned, and thanks for listening.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
Here's Fred Penny with Penny and Associates.
When you or a family member have been injured in an accident, what should you look for in a personal injury lawyer? The first thing is an experienced personal injury law firm that is actually taking cases to trial. Hi, I'm Frederick Penny, managing partner and founder of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. For over 30 years, Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers has been successfully representing individuals and their families. At Penny & Associates, we're experienced trial lawyers, and we work with you to get the best results.
Go to pennyandassociates.com or call 800-616-4529.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick Quack Car Wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cat and shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, Quick Quack Car Wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp.
Interest rates and inflation are out of control. Is your credit card debt also out of control? It's time to resolve your debt and take back control for a lot less than what you owe. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, then you need to call us right now. Debt Fix Pros can significantly reduce the amount you owe, and you could be debt-free faster than you think.
I knew we had to do something. Our debt was growing.
It was getting out of control, and we just didn't know what to do.
We saw an ad for Debt Fix Pros. We called, and they showed us how fast they could get us out of debt.
It really was amazing, and now we're back in control.
Call now, and we'll show you how easy it is to fix your debt. The call and consultation are free. Call Debt Fix Pros right now at 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703, 800-580-7703.
Attention Medicare recipients and anyone turning 65. Medicare has approved new benefits not included with original Medicare and older Medicare Advantage plans. You may not be getting all of the benefits you're entitled to, including in-home aids, telephone appointments with your doctors, home-delivered meals and prescriptions. These benefits may be available and it's a free call to enroll. The new plans may also offer free eyeglasses, free hearing aids, free wellness visits, and gym memberships. Call the Medicare benefits line now. It's easy. Call 800-559-6944, 800-559-6944. Find out if you're eligible for new benefits like meal and prescription delivery, in-home aids, and telemedicine. Some plans may have a $0 monthly premium or zero copays for big out-of-pocket savings. Not all Medicare Advantage plans are alike. The new plans have more benefits for many people. Call 800-559-6944, 800-559-6944, 800-559-6944. 6944.
Good luck, cowboy.
You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
So we're back here. Supreme Court has a little bit of news out of SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States. We need some WD-40 on my mic stand here. So a little bit of news out of the Supreme Court. So, look, you always want, in a perfect world, you would want to have harmony among your opinions and that everything is up to snuff. In fact, a lot of times that's the reason the Supreme Court will will agree to hear a case or a group of cases. Let's say out of one jurisdiction of a lower federal court on the same issue, you've got a district court that's ruling one way, or a circuit court, the Ninth Circuit, let's say here in the West, is ruling one way, and let's say the 11th Circuit is ruling some way completely different, the opposite, on the same issue. Well, that would be a case that the Supreme Court would be ripe to take up and say, let's go ahead and settle this confusion, because we've got two courts that are ruling opposite or different ways on the same issue. Let's try to harmonize it, right? And so knowing that that is one of the primary reasons why the Supreme Court would take a case, it was a little confusing as to why the U.S. Supreme Court declined to take up a recent case dealing with admissions criteria that appeared to be race-based when it came to high school admissions in a certain location. And the reason that was odd was because you use the backdrop of the Supreme Court's decision their last term in the college admissions diversity case that was the subject of Ivy League schools and the University of North Carolina, where their court struck down race-based admissions criteria.
And that was a specifically affirmative action.
Yes. And so the head scratcher here is, well, wait a minute. If the Supreme Court has ruled that way already on a case, why didn't they take up this seemingly similar case? I mean, the fact that it's a high school and not a college, I don't think really matters.
No.
It's race. How come they didn't take up this case? Why did they decline to accept it, which essentially left in place a lower court ruling that allowed the process to continue to be used by the school? Have I articulated that head-scratching nature somewhat correctly, Denise?
Yes, and I do think there is one factual difference.
And what is that?
I think it's because this is a private school that made a board decision to change a policy internal to itself. It wasn't an outside affirmative action trying to say you have to do this. It was a policy decision within the school system itself. That's what I think.
I see that. I see other distinctions. Okay. So, as the backdrop here, in the Supreme Court case that was decided, it was, look, schools can't specifically target a race or a group of people and say, we need more black people, we need more Asian, we need more Hispanics, and admit people because of their race. That was on its face, that was a racially discriminatory way to go about admitting people to your institution, the Supreme Court ruled, and we can't have that. The case that is up on appeal that the court declined to hear was doing something a little bit different. There are two ways the court has recognized there can have discrimination. One is discrimination on its face, and the other is what's called de facto discrimination, which is, look, it's not written into the procedure as discriminatory, but it's having a discriminatory effect, okay? It's having a discriminatory effect that appears to be race-based. And then what was happening is this school board had passed a new policy that they had to accept 1.5% of the eighth grade class at each of the district's middle schools. So it wasn't an admission criteria based upon race. It was an admission criteria based upon locale, jurisdiction. Each 1.5% needs to be admitted to this private school from these middle schools that are in the area.
That were predominantly minority students.
That's right. And the net result, when they looked at the numbers after this policy had been put in place, while there was an increase in the amount of Hispanic students that were admitted and what have you, and black students, there was a reduction in the Asian American students from 73% down to 54%. And so the argument here for the discriminatory nature is, see, it's having a discriminatory impact even though the policy on its face was racially neutral. And I think that is why the Supreme Court declined to take up the case, because their ruling that previously was dealing with flat out the language of your policy was racially improper. It was discriminatorily improper based upon race. This is having a discriminatory impact, and it's not that they want to support that. Another thing the Supreme Court has to do is look at the facts of a case and ask, is this the best case factually to have future policy and law be this as the basis for it? And maybe there is a disagreement that, look, we're not saying this is a great policy, but this might not be the best case to hang your hat on if you're going to make a ruling that has this kind of impact moving forward. Really like to get a better one. That's the only thing I can think.
Well, I just think this policy was, like you said, it was not discriminatory. It may have an impact that way, but against a certain segment. But this was a magnet high school. This is one that everybody wants to get into. And so it really was, the policy had the effect of opening the doors to more of the eighth grade classes from other, from all these different middle schools. So it was really designed to be more inclusionary than it was designed to be exclusionary.
Yeah, here's some stats. So of the incoming freshman class at this school, black students, the percentage of black students increased from 1% to 7%. That's a pretty good increase, optimal as to number you'd want, but up from 1 to 7. Hispanic representation from 3 to 11%. And so you have this increase. If it was struck down, okay, if it was struck down, those numbers would go back from 7 to 1% for black students. It would go back for Hispanic students from 11 to 3%. Again, those were the increases. The decrease was the Asian American students went from 73% admission, 73% to 54% was that incoming class. And so it's one of those things where if you don't touch it, you've got more students in other minorities that are percentage representing a larger percentage of the class. If you strike it down, it's going to result in the reduction for two minority groups and an increase for the third minority group. It's one of those, the Bart Simpson's paradox. Damned if you do, damned if you don't.
And this there were other cases that the Supreme Court did not review. They're interesting cases, one involving sanctions against attorneys out of Michigan, and then the other one was involving the Congress people that refused to wear masks, them getting their pay docked for refusing to wear masks. And so those were also not reviewed.
They were just let go.
And it was just interesting, the combination.
Yeah, when you say that they're not reviewed, those were ones where people applied to have the Supreme Court review their case, and the court essentially did what's called denied certiorari. We're not going to hear that. For whatever reason they put forth, oftentimes there is no reason. Those on the court who think it should have been heard will often write a dissent. This is why I think we should have heard it. But there's really no precedential value to those opinions. So we are through 2 hours, and we come back after this next break. We got more cases to get to. The Rust case updates, guardrails, abnormally dangerous guns as opposed to normally dangerous ones. A lot of stuff to talk about. And a last installment of Case or No Case. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
If you stay tuned, you're going to hear much more Radio Law Talk, all at no charge, online or at many great local radio stations across this country, coast to coast and border to border. We'll be right back in 6 minutes after the hour.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.